You are listening to WCFM College Park. My name is Ashton. This is show. I messed it up. Didn't I mess it up last week, too? God, I have not been with it lately. All right, let's give that another shot. You are listening to WCFM College Park. My name is Ashton. This is Rage. The show, we do one thing and one thing only, and that is rage. And you'd think after so many semesters of doing my intro, I would have it down. Well, in spite of the kind of crappy start, I'm actually in an excellent mood today, if I'm being honest. I've had a little bit of a rough go of it these past couple weeks, but I just got out of a class where we decorated cupcakes. That's right, we had to do individual presentations, and someone's presentation was cupcakes. We all made cupcakes. I am feeling energized, I'm feeling invigorated, I'm feeling positive. It's a beautiful day. It's not too hot here in the station. I've only got two fans pointed at me instead of three, and we are just going to have a lovely day. I woke up today to a little bit of good news, which is that a band I talked to last year has returned. They're back. They Cars Get Crushed, who I interviewed about their appearance here at WMUC, have decided to reissue 8 songs that they played here at the station. Because they ended up finding those recordings. For a long time, they only had one. That was what I found on Spotify and ended up interviewing them about. And now it's getting put out by Numero, if you can believe it. So if you want to listen to some excellent Californian kind of post-rock, go check that out. We won't be listening to any of it today, but it is a really, really lovely artifact, and I feel very grateful to have contributed to its existence, you know, in any way that I can. In fact, today we're going to be talking about a band that released some music the same year that Cars Get Crushed came here. In 1997, while that band, Cars Get Crushed, was touring America, a little Swedish, kind of melodic emo metalcore band called Neverending ... recorded a demo. And I found this pretty recently, I'm gonna be honest. I'm a new gen. I am not an old gen when it comes to this band. I've just found them out and I decided to put you all on because I'm not a gatekeeper. I have been listening to this just, like, over and over again. It's totally taken over my life. And it's, like, one of those things that I can just kind of throw on and listen to on loop in the background. That's generally how I, like, study and focus, is I gotta have something just playing kind of on repeat. And it's been a great... It has been of excellent utility for that reason. Now, before we get into anything, though, I gotta play a PSA. So we're going to listen to a different one today. This is the Maryland Music Business Society. Something that I've been meaning to join, but never do.
Hey, radio listeners. Do you like music? How about business? Come check out the Maryland Music Business Society. Thursdays at 7 in Van Munching Hall. Like us on Facebook at Terp Music for more details. Just to make sure it's out
there. All right, with that out of the way, I could tell you a story about Maryland Music Business Society, but I'm not going to do it right now. Maybe if we have a little bit of time later. Let's start off with the track that kicked all this off. The first Neverending song I heard that really grabbed me. This is I Coagulate.
Why do I stay on and now it's gone? So I'm telling you.
Oh my god, sorry about that. I lost the headphones. That was, I know I've played this song so many times, that was The Amazing Rodeo Kojima by Mikau. And before that, America's Next Top Model by Josephine Collective. And don't worry, I'm not going to play any more stupid transcore. Those are the only songs with bad, kind of weird, ugly synth patches in them. The rest of this is only going to feature real instruments played by real men. Speaking of real men, we have an excellent, excellent band up next. This is Measuring Space by Gist.
Yeah.
That was Force Feeding by Neverending. We didn't exactly start. It's a 4-song EP, and you're going to listen to every song during this broadcast, but we started with the second song. Now we're going to listen to the third, then the fourth, and then the first. I'm spacing them out with about, I don't know, 3 to 5 songs between them. But hopefully, if I get through all of these, we'll be able to. You will have completed the entire EP by the end of the day. So we're going to continue to move on. Up next, wait, I forgot to say what songs you just heard. That was Force Feeding by Neverending, and before that, you heard Life Like a Sickness by the incredible GIF, like dot GIF, like the file from God, from Beautiful Richmond. Oh, and Gist, who I already introduced, they're from Baltimore, and Mikau are from Virginia. A lot of locals today. Up next is We Exit Stage Left by Iron Gag.
Cloud!
That was Ring Bearer by Takaru, T-A-K-A-R-U, if you're going to look that up. And before that, you heard Of Jeffersonian Thought by the National Acrobat. Up next, it's yet another never-ending song. This is Killing Routine. This is the last song on the EP.
Oh,
That was Disengage by Withstand, and before that, Cupid's Diary by This Day Forward. Here's a fun fact. My friend Jamie's dad, like, knows all of This Day Forward. He grew up with them, I think. I don't know. And he has some crazy stories. he's kind of a dork, but he seems like a cool guy. Up next, we got Pillage by Birth Order.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, that was, I don't know how to pronounce this, Razel Got Her Wings. It's R-A-Z-E-L by A Long Winter, which is one of those songs. I've played a couple bands today where the harsh vocals are good and then the cleans are like really weird. I do not like A Long Winter's clean vocals. They feel very musical theater to me. I was going to say something kind of similar about Josephine, which I played at the start, that was the second song I played, but I think their clean vocalist is just straight up bad. I also looked him up, and he's now a hairdresser and, like, secretly MAGA, which I guess is kind of the hand you're dealt if you're from Kansas, but damn. Up next, we might cut this down. Yeah, I'm only gonna play one more song, so instead of playing what I wanted to play, which was Open Doors by Wage of Sin, which is a great band, all-female metalcore band from New York, I believe? And if you look them up, I had a little bit of trouble finding their music with lyrics, but if you go to Bandcamp, it's just like a compilation of their first two records. If you go to Spotify, it's both of them are like listed separately. But we're not going to listen to that. We're going to listen to a song called The Gambler by Neverending. I'm sorry if you can hear me typing in the background. I literally have to go look this up on the PC right now so I can, Neverending, so that I can play this and leave at the same time, because I really, really don't want to be late for my next class, because I'm always late to art history. All right, here we go. We got it. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, I've been Ash, this is Rage Room, and we might be too late to save the world, but we can still get revenge. I hope you have a beautiful day. I'm so sorry, it went away for some reason. I don't understand why it's doing this. Hold on. I don't want to leave any dead air. I'm always messing up if it's on YouTube. Like, if I play something off my laptop, it's fine. But anytime I try to play something on the PC, it always ends up messing up. Never ending. This is a Swedish band, and I was talking to my brother about this band. I was like, how is it that Swedes always make the best emo? They're, like, so good at it. Okay, we got it.